Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And I hope that you had a great Easter weekend celebrating the resurrection, no matter which of our campuses that you were at. At Lewis Center, we talked about the reality that Easter promises that there is light in the middle of darkness. And we just talked about how our tendency is to celebrate the darkness and we forget to celebrate the light. And when we do that, it just feels kind of like we're alone. We talked about some of those moments, but maybe none of those moments in our lives more so do we feel alone than when we lose somebody that we love. And God is not immune to that. He bent himself to that in John chapter 11, whenever Jesus's friend, his close friend, Lazarus, died. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were friends of Jesus from Bethany. And one of the things that you learn early on in that narrative is that Jesus knew Lazarus was sick, and it says that he waited. And those two things seem like a contradiction for us, that God loves and cares, and yet sometimes he waits. And we just talked about this reality that Easter teaches us that that nothing is ever wasted in the waiting, that God always knows what he's always right on schedule. We said that God is always right on time, 2 days late. It's never fast enough for us, but it's right on time for him. And so Jesus, he waits till Lazarus is 4 days dead before he goes to Bethany. He has this interaction with Mary and Martha. Martha, he kind of gives her a sermon. You know, she says, "Jesus, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died." And he says to her, "Well, I'm the resurrection and the life. Can you believe this?" So she gets a sermon. Mary gets sympathy. It says Jesus wept, right? The shortest verse in the Bible, John 11, 35. I had to pick a verse to memorize when I was a kid to get a discount to go to camp. And that was the one I picked, John 11, 35. So, you know, even in that verse, the uniqueness, that word for wept, I mean, there's two Greek words. One is to kind of cry, like we think of kind of like a tough guy or a tough girl cry, you know. And there's another word that to cry that means to wail loudly. And listen, Hebrews know how to wail. I mean, they have a wailing wall, right? It's one of the most visited sites in Jerusalem. And that's the word there. Jesus wailed loudly. So two ladies say the same thing and they get very different responses because God knows what we need and when we need it. Exactly what we need and when we need it. You know, back in the Always and Everywhere series, one of the things that we said is that God is always with you and he is always one step ahead of you. So God knows what we need and he knows when we need it, which means that part of being a Christian is bending ourselves to the reality that God knows, he knows more than we do. And so we kind of landed in this reality after Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. We talked about 2 Corinthians 5, where Paul says that our lives here are like tents, that this is a temporary shack that we are living in. And we talked about the reality that someday we're going to fold these shacks up and we're going to go home. You know, two of our LifePoint members have been in Poland ministering to Ukrainian refugees over the last week, and they shared some great pictures with us. And one of them is all these people, or these beds are packed into the basement of a church where some of these, you know, 3 million or so refugees now are sleeping. And, you know, I'm sure that they are grateful for everything this church is doing for them. And I am sure that they are looking forward. They are hopeful of going home. And I was thinking about that, you know, their stay in Poland is hopefully temporary. But someday they want to go home. They want to go home to their country in the Ukraine, their houses in the Ukraine. And, you know, really, that's how we should live in this world. Not close-fisted, like I live a lot, like I'm attached to all this stuff in this world. We should live open-handed. We should live freely. We should give freely. We should be generous. We shouldn't be overly attached, because eternal life is what makes the difference. So I'm going to pray that reality into our hearts and into our lives today, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. God, today I pray that that you'll help us live open-handed, that God, our trust, our hope will be squarely in you and the resurrection, the fact that you overcame death, which means so can we. That God, we lean into and we rely on you, grateful for your sacrifice for us, so encouraged, so excited, so empowered by the resurrection. Lord, I pray today that we will care more about what is ahead of us than what is with us. That, Lord, eternity will fuel us here today. It's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray eternity into your day today.